Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa. First of all, thank you for speaking with me once again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So we talked a little bit ago about the Goose Nest Markets, mentioned that there are some plans for Canada Day, and now Canada Day is basically here. So we want to talk a bit more about those plans, what's happening. Let's start with what are the big plans to celebrate Canada Day?
We're pretty excited this year. We do have quite a few events happening on Canada Day this year. So we are going to do a road closure on Broadway, and we will have the Goose Nest Market open, as well as quite a few street vendors. So we have about 20 vendors registered for Canada Day to sell their goods, their crafts, baking, quite a few things coming for that. We also have Climb and Fun from Timmins coming to join us that day. They're going to have their ropes wall and their rock wall there. So they'll be spread out a bit, but there'll be events for the kids to come and do, and those are free as well. The Canada Day events, the Goose Nest Market and Street Fair and the Climb and Fun, does run from 11 a.m. on July 1st to 4 p.m. on July 1st. We also have this year a children's bike decorating contest and parade. What that is that we're going to encourage all the youth of our community to get your bikes all decorated. You can use a Canada Day theme. You can use whatever theme you would like if you'd like to do something different. And we're going to be meeting at 11 a.m. Everyone would meet, and 11:30 would be the parade. And you're going to parade down the Broadway Avenue from one end to the other end of the street closure. So it's going to be fun. We do have a couple prizes for the kids bike parade as well.
And again, it's going from where to where on Broadway?
So the road closure on July 1st runs from Ontario Street to Laurier Street, so all the way along Broadway from Ontario to Laurier.
Okay, and what was the route for the parade again?
So we're going to be meeting by the end of Ontario Street, the corner of Ontario and Broadway, and that's where we will meet at 11, between 11 and 11:15. Everyone can bring their bikes all decorated for that time. And then we'll parade down all the way down to Laurier Street at 11:30.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. So again, it's a nice little street festival atmosphere then. And you've mentioned that you've got some vendors set up. I know the deadline for registration is about a month ago at this point, but is there a possibility if somebody very last minute was hoping to get in?
Absolutely. So we are closed for vendors. We do have approximately 20, but we do have a room for a couple more. So if there is anyone interested, they're welcome to contact me at the community center, and we can see if we can find a spot for them still. So no problems if you miss the deadline. We can still accept more vendors for sure.
All right. And again, are we expecting fireworks in the evening?
Absolutely. So I just wanted to add that during the day as well, along with the kids' activities and the street fair, Goose Nest Market, Wawa Music Festival has a celebration of music from 11 to 4 as well. So they got some great artists coming to play music during the street fair. So it's going to be a great day there. And then, of course, we will close off the evening with fireworks. So those will be down on the Wawa beachfront, and they happen at dusk on July 1st.
All right. Well, that is great to hear. I know fireworks are always a highlight for any holiday, except for maybe the dog owners.
Yes, absolutely. No, it should be a great day, and we're hoping for great weather. We do have a rain day set of July 2nd if it doesn't work out, but we'll cross our fingers and hope that July 1st is a great sunny day.
Anything else that you want to make sure people know? Any cost or anything else you want to mention?
Nope. The events are all free, so we encourage you to come down. There will be some great prizes for the parade with the bike decorating, and we just want everyone to come out. It's been a long time since we've been able to do something like this and get together as a community. So we hope everyone comes and enjoys the day.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
Once again, that is Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.